from KQED.
From KQED Public Radio in San Francisco, I'm Michael Krasny. Coming up on Forum this morning, there are now three finalists for creating a cultural institution on one of the most beautiful stretches of parkland in the country, at Mid-Crissy Field in the Presidio. Which do you favor? A museum devoted to Star Wars creator George Lucas's art collection? An institute focused on sustainability and exploring the social, environmental, and economic issues of our time? Or a cultural center with constantly changing programming, including the history of the Presidio? We'll talk with a representative from each proposal, as well as the head of the Presidio Trust. That's next on Forum, after this. From KQED Public Radio in San Francisco, I'm Michael Krasny. Good morning and welcome to this morning's Forum program. There are three finalists contending for the Cultural Center that will occupy the Presidio's former commissary site at Crissy Field on choice land overlooking the bay and the Golden Gate Bridge. Details of the three proposals were released on Monday, and following public comment, a final decision is expected by November. In this morning's opening Forum hour, we want to update you on this competition and discuss the three plans that are vying for approval to build what the Presidio Trust has called an institution of distinction. Before you meet the three representatives who are here with us in studio, actually presenting their plans to you this morning, I wanted to bring John King on and just mention that the head of the Presidio Trust had been originally scheduled to be with us, Craig Middleton, and unfortunately could not be. But let me bring John King on, who is urban design critic for the San Francisco Chronicle. And John, good to have you. Welcome.
My pleasure.
And John is in Berkeley. And John, this process, I guess we went from 16 contenders to six, now to three. And tell us about the process, first of all.
Well, the Presidio right now, you know, Crissy Field has become one of the real wonders of San Francisco. And people forget that 15 years ago, it was mostly like old military buildings and parking lots and things like that. It was turned into this marshland and lawn and open space, reopened about 12 years ago. Across the street from it is the old commissary that's a homely at best building that the sports basement is the tenant in. And this site that before was just something on Crissy Field, as the Presidio is being redeveloped, it's going to be this unique and uniquely situated site. And so the idea is, let's have a cultural use befitting the potential grandeur of the site. So the Presidio put out what they call like a request for concepts, asking people just to come in with their ideas. And they got 16 and then kind of went down, whittled down, and now there are three teams, all of which want to build there. And rest assured, sports basement people, the sports basement itself would move to other buildings in the Presidio. That's what I tend to get the most email about.
Well, one can assume that the three finalists here fulfill what the proposals are being evaluated on. I'm looking actually at enhanced visitor experience, provide programmatic offerings, be compatible with a natural and cultural setting, and welcome a broad cross-section of the community and be economically viable.
This right. It's funny. It's actually a real tough set of standards because they're all very vague and they're kind of contradictory. And so on the one hand, you want this piece that's like the last piece in the puzzle of explaining the Presidio, but on the other hand, you kind of want something that really reaches out far beyond the Presidio. So I think that's part of the tension that's been shaping this whole debate.
It's almost a kind of a horse race in some ways. These three proposals, just from your perspective, have all an even chance in the competition? Or how do you scope it out for us?
I would say that it's an interesting mix. You've got the Golden Gate National Parks Conservancy, which has a real track record of working within the Presidio and working within the Golden Gate National Recreation Area. So they, even though they don't have a lot of resources on their own, they have a real track record of tapping into resources and a proven record of being able to do that. They also run things like the Warming Hut, the Land's End Visitor Center, I think the Golden Gate Bridge Visitor Center. So they're used to operating connections with the public within the GGNRA. George Lucas, who needs no introduction, he has a very specific proposal to showcase the art that he has collected over the years of kind of American populist art, going Norman Rockwell, turn in the 20th century work up to current digital art.
And a lot of Maxwell Parrish.
A lot of Maxwell Parrish. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of real interesting things in it. You know, but so that's a very kind of contained piece, and he has lots of resources. He's offered to build it and endow it. So then the question becomes, okay, but is there really any reason this should be in the Presidio on Crissy Field rather than anywhere else? And then the third group, which I think is kind of the long shot in the race, not because of any qualifications of them, but just, you know, the way things shake out, is a very good local architecture firm, WRNS, and a kind of a cultural consulting group, CORA, who has put together the idea of a sustainability institute. And they have, WRNS actually had worked on the Presidio and on this very site, kind of thinking about the Fisher Contemporary Art Museum that had been envisioned, that, you know, the Gap founder family wanted to do. So they really have a very strong understanding of the specific needs and potentials of the site. So each one is bringing a different strain in, but they have different resources to draw on.
You mentioned the Fisher plan to build a museum of modern art. That goes back to 2009. Is there still kind of a ghost haunting going on from that whole debacle?
Well, you know, it's funny. George Lucas was quoted in a New York Times piece on the issue where he said how he had been totally against the idea, and he had told Don Fisher, you know, you're crazy. Why does San Francisco need a contemporary art museum? So he would probably say no. But there is a way that it shakes down of a very wealthy individual who has made a real positive mark on the region and on the culture, wanting to essentially take their personal vision and put it in a prominent place within the Presidio.
John, much appreciate the overview from you, and may the best proposal win. Thank you for joining
us. You'll have fun the next 50 minutes.
John King, again, is urban design critic for the San Francisco Chronicle. And speaking about the next 50 minutes or so, let me tell you who is here with us in studio. There are representatives from each of those three plans. Greg Moore is president and CEO of the Golden Gate National Parks Conservancy. We welcome him to the program. Good morning, Greg.
Thank you.
Also want to welcome Jeff Warner, who is an architect and founding partner with WRNS Studio. WRNS developed the project idea, as John King said, with CORA, which is a Washington-based museum consulting company. Welcome, Jeff Warner.
Thank you.
And Dave Perry is here. David Perry is spokesperson for the Lucas Cultural Arts Museum. Welcome, David Perry.
Thanks. Nice to be here with y'all.
Good to have you. Let me begin, David Perry, with you, because this is the whole Lucas proposal has gotten coverage, as John King mentioned, in the New York Times. And George Lucas was quoted as saying, they hate us, about the Presidio Trust. We got snubbed. We got stalled. They didn't like my taste in architecture. I mean, this is kind of flared up. And at this point, from your perspective, was George Lucas really just ranting, or did he have real reason to feel that you guys were snubbed and not treated fairly?
The first thing I just want to say is it's great to be here with our two competitors. I mean, it's friendly competitors, I'd say. You know, George Lucas and the Presidio Trust have a lot of things in common. And the one thing they really have most in common is a passion for preserving the Presidio. I mean, as you mentioned, Greg and the GGNRA have a lot of experience working within the park system. Well, no one has more experience in keeping the Presidio, the pristine, incredible national treasure that it is, than George Lucas. I mean, I think a lot of people would find it hard to argue with the fact that if George had not developed the Letterman Digital Arts Center, you wouldn't have a Presidio that is self-sustaining. So I think sometimes in a public process like this, people get passionate. The chairwoman of the Presidio Trust, Nancy Bechtel, is world-renowned for her philanthropy and her commitment to the Presidio. And I think George is as well. So, you know, frankly, I think this whole thing has been a tempest in an Ewok-sized teacup.
I guess Nancy Bechtel doesn't like domes, though, because that's a part of the architecture, isn't it?
I don't know. I haven't asked her. We do know George does, and George loves history.
Well, he's talking about a Beaux-Arts style museum. And he's got quite a collection, a billion-dollar collection, as I understand it, of artworks that would go into this in five galleries. We mentioned Norman Rockwell, Maxwell Parrish, but a lot of digital art, too.
It is. I mean, and one of the things that I want to make clear is, although the core of the collection and the core of the Lucas Cultural Arts Museum is certainly centered on George's art. I mean, it's vast. If we only used the work like Rockwell and Parrish and N.C. Wyeth and the incredible collection of children's art and comic book art and digital art that George owns, you could use these five galleries to show his art for 9 years, every 6 months, rotating, never repeat a piece of art. But it's not just his work. This is going to be a museum that's going to bring in traveling exhibitions. No one has more experience with doing world-class exhibitions that are traveling the world than George Lucas. There's three right now traveling the world. Over 10 million people have seen exhibits that the Lucas team has put together teaching art and science and archaeology. So it's not only this incredible collection of American art, like Rockwell, which has gotten a lot of attention that George has collected, you know, three centuries of American art, but it is a collection of art that we are going to bring in from around the world.
He's got an amazing book and magazine illustration collection. And I know that a lot of the passion that comes behind this proposal is Lucas's longtime commitment to education. Milton Shen, who used to work with us, of course, has been working with Lucas for years now. And that seems to play a central role, too. He's also putting up some money here. He's promised money.
He is. Well, I mean, I'm glad you raised the point. I mean, I think one of George's most famous quotes is, education is the mission of humanity. I mean, he has spent tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions of dollars in education, Edutopia, the Lucas Education Foundation. So his commitment to education is longstanding. And we already know that arts education in schools has been cut. We've been seeing it for the last 20 years. This museum is first and foremost an educational institution, not only for the Bay Area, but for the whole world. It's going to be not only an educational facility, but certainly a tourist magnet. For the last few weeks, I've been going on to the neighborhoods. We were delighted to get the endorsement of two Bayview neighborhood groups, the Eureka Valley Neighborhood Association.
We also got endorsements from Senator Feinstein, from Governor Brown.
It was nice to hear from the governor and the mayor as well.
And the Chronicle, and I don't know what Martin Scorsese has to do with Northern California, but he's in there as well.
Yeah, there are a lot of people. But frankly, you know, those people we're happy to have their support, but this is ultimately the decision of the Presidio Trust. And no one respects the process that the Presidio Trust has put forth more than George. So it's up to those seven people.
And can we mention he's also put forward $700 million of his own
money? I'm glad. Yes, absolutely. This is fully funded. This will be paid for, the construction, $300 million out of George's own pocket. There will be an endowment for its future use and maintenance. And, of course, when people say, what's the collection worth? I say, well, priceless in one sense. But we're talking about a $1 billion gift to the nation, and we're just hoping that they say thank you.
David Perry, again, is the spokesperson for the Lucas Cultural Arts Museum, which is one of the three proposals we're hearing about here, and want to hear about these other proposals. In fact, let me just go to both Jeff Warner and Greg Moore to get a comment from this. I don't want to necessarily make this any more controversial than it is, but some of the comments George Lucas made obviously stirred the pot in the New York Times. And he did say something about these other proposals being a lot of jargon. I'd like to get your responses to that before we move on and find out exactly what your proposals are all about.
Well, as far as the bridge goes, I think our idea was really inspired by the trust's goals that they've set out for both the Presidio and the site. And so that really led us to developing what we believe is one of the most kind of pivotal issues of our time, and that's sustainability. So we feel very confident that our concept is extremely strong.
And you're working with the Sustainability Institute, in fact.
Right. And the the Institute itself is what we envision as an adjunct to the bridge itself, which is a place of discovery, of discussion, of debate around all the issues of sustainability, whether it be environmental sustainability, economic, social sustainability. And the Institute is conceived as really the public face for institutions of research all around the world, where we will partner, and this is the place where the fruits of their research, the results of their research, are brought forward to the public, and the public can interface and gain knowledge and, most importantly, relevance from that.
Somebody described this as a 21st century interactive science fair. I mean, I know you're going to go for all kinds of things like slow food and organic farming and bring those to the public in a pretty significant way.
Well, I'm actually glad you mentioned slow food and organic farming, because very few places, nowhere in our proposal does slow food come up. Basically, it's much more all-encompassing than that. I mean, we're really looking at—
Sustainability takes in a lot.
It takes in a lot. And I give you the one example that we've had a little bit of fun with. We were just looking at the tomato, and we got a question the other evening. How many times can somebody come and talk about a tomato? And we— and the answer was, of course, well, what is— this is a common object in our lives. How is it connected to everything else? The farm labor issue, pesticides in our environment. What is the true cost of getting a fresh tomato 12 months out of the year? And what are the environmental and social consequences of that? So we want to take a deep look at the things that I think affect us on a daily basis. We want people to be informed. We want decisions to be informed, and hopefully that'll drive market transformation, which in turn creates an environment of sustainability.
Well, give us a sense of what people would experience in this building. I mean, the series of programming, give us a sense, in other words, of what you're bringing to the area.
Well, basically, there's a couple things. Number one is the program itself. And we've talked a little bit about the types of things that might be there. We're looking at a series of revolving exhibits, permanent exhibits that talk about the importance of sustainability and how it relates to the Presidio itself and the importance of this precious piece of land in the Bay Area and to San Francisco. We also believe that the building itself and the way that we're approaching the site development will begin to— is in a sense a living laboratory, and will provide the public with examples of new building systems, new materials, new ideas about the way we structure our environment that they can bring back to their homes and to their communities. We've also linked that with a cafe that will deal with sustainable foods, and maybe link to an exhibit that—
but you can have maybe a marketplace too,
and a marketplace, yeah, that will literally rank products based on their sustainability rating. What
but at
is
this
their
point,
true cost?
Excuse me, no sponsors identified or funding partners?
We've talked to a lot of people, and we've got a lot of encouraging comments, and I think they're all waiting in the wings to see what the trust does.
So,
we have every confidence that we'll be able to raise the resources that we need to go forward.
The Lucas charge of jargon, you would say not guilty.
Well, I take everything I hear in the press with a grain of salt, but we're very, very confident in the idea and the
power of it. A wise notion on your part. Greg Moore is president and CEO. Excuse me, Jeff Warner is architect and founding partner with WRNS Studio. And Greg Moore is president and CEO of Golden Gate National Parks Conservancy. They are the third competitive proposal in this triad of proposals. This is actually modeled in many ways after National Park, isn't it, Greg?
Yes, you're right. And getting to your question, we, of course, would not characterize our proposal, as Mr. Lucas did, as a jar of jargon. We believe our proposal is built upon the fundamental values of the Presidio and our national park system, which has been called America's best idea. It's a time-tested idea that has served generations of Americans, and our facility will bring those values to life. So we believe we have a facility that is a timeless facility, bringing the best of American values to the forefront.
You're also, I think, the only proposal, if I'm not correct, has been involved in restoration of Crissy Field.
That's right. We were the primary champion for the restoration of Crissy Field over a decade ago. In fact, I was on this show with you after that opened up. So we have a deep attachment to the democracy of Crissy Field, the joy that the public finds there, and how we can fulfill the mission of Crissy Field and the entire Presidio through the Presidio Exchange.
What's it going to look like, the Presidio Exchange? Can you give us a kind of description of visually?
Sure.
Because I know the site is very important,
yeah,
in your plan.
It's a building that we believe fits beautifully within the landscape. It is shaped like an X to give it views of the outdoors, as many as possible, and to connect seamlessly to the trail system that leads up to the main post with the new Tunnel Top Parklands over Doyle Drive and the other Tunnel Top Parklands near the cemetery. So the building itself really is designed as an indoor-outdoor facility, more as a civic space than simply a building.
And an open platform with a local center?
Yes, returning to my thought, we believe that these the museum collection of the park is really in the outdoors. It's the fundamental historic resources, natural resources, and scenic beauty of the park. They're owned by everyone. They can be curated by everyone. And we're inviting the public in and many different partners to celebrate the fundamental history, values, themes, and stories of our national parks at the Presidio Exchange.
Proposal also, your proposal says something about an indoor living room for the Presidio. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, well, it's a great tradition of national parks to have beautiful lounges looking at that gorgeous scenery. When you think of the Ahwahnee Hotel and the beautiful park lounge and the number of people who go there with that view of Half Dome to sit with their family, to play cards, to complete a jigsaw puzzle, or simply to be inspired by the beauty, that's our concept for our park living room. Our Half Dome is the Golden Gate Bridge. It's a different venerated structure. But we believe, and we've surveyed Crissy Field visitors and Presidio visitors, that an indoor facility in an area where the weather can be a bit daunting is something that people are looking for to continue to be inspired and enjoy and be comfortable with the beauty of those surroundings and to share their joy in being there.
And Greg, you've been stressing, that is the proposals, those who are behind your proposal have been stressing the track record raising money for the GGRNRA.
That's right. Since our founding, we have provided over $300 million of support to projects and programs in the Golden Gate National Parks. Every fundraising program we've taken on, we have exceeded our goal. And every commitment we've made to restore park landscape, we have done with community support and dialogue and philanthropic generosity. So we think our track record speaks to our ability to bring the Presidio Exchange to life.
Well, I put it out to you, our listeners, what you think about these three proposals. And certainly if you have questions about any of them, any of the three, that is, or if you have your own voice to lend to the competition here, please feel free to join us. You can do that right now. In fact, our toll-free number is available, and we invite you cordially to participate. The toll-free number is 866-733-6786, and we do welcome your call. So, again, please feel free to contribute to the conversation. It's toll-free, 866-733-6786, or you can email us, forum@kqed.org, or post any questions or comments immediately onto our website, which is kqed.org/forum, and click on this segment. And by the way, speaking of our website, these three proposals can be read on our website. Simply go to kqed.org/forum and find the three proposals if you want to find out more of the detail, and the devil is always in the details. I also ought to mention that there will be a public meeting about this at Herbst in the Presidio, 385 Moraga Avenue, on the main post on the 23rd of September, and public comments are going to be welcome right up till November when the decision will be made. There's a meeting also scheduled in October, a public meeting of the Board of Directors, and they'll be taking public comments on the final proposal then. But in the meantime, we're taking your comments, and we do welcome your participation. So feel free to participate. There are now three finalists for creating a cultural institution on clearly one of the most beautiful stretches of parkland in the country at Mid-Crissy Field in the Presidio. And which do you favor? A museum devoted to Star Wars creator George Lucas's art collection? An institute focused on sustainability and exploring the social, environmental, and economic issues of our time? Or a cultural center with constantly changing programming, including the history of the Presidio? We're hearing from representatives of each, and they're pitching their plans, and we're taking your public comments. Again, feel free to join us. You can go to our toll-free number, 866-733-6786, or email us, forum@kqed.org, or tweet us. Our Twitter handle is @KQEDForum. Talking with Jeff Warner, architect and founding partner with WRNRS Studio. They developed the project area with Cora, a Washington-based museum consulting company. David Perry, spokesperson for the Lucas Cultural Art Museum, and Greg Moore, president and CEO of the Golden Gate National Parks Conservatory. And we spoke earlier with John King, urban design critic for the San Francisco Chronicle. When we return from a brief break, we'll hear what you have to say. And again, please feel free to express your sentiments and raise any questions you have. This is Forum. I'm Michael Krasny. This is Forum. I'm Michael Krasny. We're talking about the cultural institution, which will be built, presumably, on the Presidio, one of the most beautiful stretches of parkland in the United States at Mid-Crissy Field. And there are now three finalists. It's been highly competitive. The bar has been high, as the Presidio Trust has said publicly. And These are the three remaining, and who is going to be the victor will be up to a great deal extent you, the public. In fact, you can make public comments, and you can read these proposals. They're on our website, and talking to the representatives of each of the three proposals, Greg Moore from the Golden Gate National Parks Conservancy and David Perry from Lucas Cultural Arts Museum, Jeff Warner, who is with WRNS Studio. Just let me read a few comments before I go to your calls. Alec writes, how about none of the above? The Exploratorium ought to be already handling the sustainability issue. The Presidio's history need not be an excuse for erecting a building and breaking the field into effectively two areas. And Star Wars, no way. All commercialism must be rejected. Maybe one good use for the field would be a big modern windmill to complement the one in Golden Gate Park. The city could use the electricity to power the lights on the Golden Gate Bridge. Okay, another web comment. Please, we don't need development here. Leave it as it is, or convert the sports basement to more wetlands. You knew that you were going to get all kinds of suggestions from listeners. Let me read a few more by email. Jennifer says, we're a world-class city. I like all the ideas. However, I believe number two, featuring sustainability issues, is the most important issue of our day. Lucas can do something on the property he already owns. Cultural Center can go elsewhere, too. And Jane writes on our website, I'm excited about the idea of a sustainability institute on Crissy Field that could also be respectful of the wetlands. The most critical issue of our day is environmental sustainability, climate change. A sustainability institute would be a bold statement about helping to shape the future rather than just honoring the past. Well, again, you can let us know what you think either by email, forum@kqed.org, or go to our Facebook page, or go to our website, kqed.org/forum, and click on this segment. And you can also find the three plans on our website. Let's go to your calls, and we begin, Ted, with you. Good morning.
Good morning. You know, we've got three great concepts here and a bunch of great folks putting some great ideas together. I want to suggest that these could be simultaneous projects there and combine them. You take Lucas's money, the sustainability design that our WRNS has as an excellent track record, and you put in a public museum as part of the Presidio Trust, and I think you've got a winning project together rather than competing.
Well, what do you think about Ted's idea? Can't we all just get along and make a synthesis of these three proposals? We could work something out right here on the air. You're looking somewhat skeptical, gentlemen.
No, well, I mean, you know, I'll
actually, a number of people are suggesting this, Judy.
Well, I mean, a number of people have suggested absolutely that George paid for the whole thing. I mean, you know, all kidding aside, George already invests a lot of money into the Presidio. The Presidio would not be self-sustaining, or you wouldn't have Crissy Field have the ability to be the wetland that was converted to now this incredible public space. You wouldn't have public access to the Presidio without the Presidigo bus, which Lucas, he pays for 50% of it, and that's going to be expanded if we get the museum. There is a huge amount of room in the Presidio, and people who say that they don't want development, that's why the Presidio is the unique structure it is, because it has to be self-sustainable. And what I always like to tell people is we're competitors not because we decided to compete with each other, but because the Presidio Trust said, we want this competition and we want a cultural facility. So it's not the three of us barging in. We have three unique proposals. I think we can all get along, but I think only one of us is going to end up building there on Crissy Field.
Well, let's hear from you, Greg Moore.
On David's comment, I'd just like to say that the Crissy Field project really was the result of thousands of donors, kids raising money at school to an $18 million gift. So I think the Crissy Field project really, as much as Mr. Lucas is adjacent to it, the benefit of that project really belongs to the volunteers and donors who directly contributed to that. We have three very different ideas here. The Presidio Trust and the public will have to decide which one is best for the Presidio. There is some overlap in our purpose and mission between the three, but I agree with David. I think it would be a little bit difficult to imagine it. We would have a threesome making a bit of magic.
That sounds
this
exciting.
Limited,
you know?
Yes.
Menage a trois. Can I get you away in, Jeff Warner?
Sure. Our partner, Robert Sullivan from CORA, already asked in public if George would give us the money to build the bridge, but we haven't heard yet.
Still waiting.
We're still waiting. No, I think I agree with what's been said here, that we each have we're bringing forth very strong ideas that are heartfelt, and we have slightly different approaches to the site. The question is there room for each of these venues within the Presidio itself? I think that's an interesting question, and again, one that the trust will need to wrestle with.
Let me go to another caller, and Peter joins us. Good morning.
Hi, thank you for this opportunity. Well, just a comment about Ted's comment. It doesn't have to be just about the money that George puts in. What about his art? What about conceptual integration of the three ideas? You know, that's what I think they should look for and not give up on. But I did want to ask this question. One of the guests said, a civic building owned by everyone, curated by everyone. And that's very intriguing. Could he please elaborate?
That was you, Greg.
I believe that was, yeah. That was our proposal at the Presidio Exchange. We have always believed that the way to tell the stories of our national parks is through the people that own these national parks as our American heritage. All of our programs are developed in partnership with a wide array of community institutions and partners. And in the Presidio Exchange, we have over 30 nonprofit partners from the Bay Area and around the country who will help bring this site to life with their audiences, with their vision and their creativity. It ranges from National Geographic to Walker Arts Center to the Bill Lane Center for the American West at Stanford University. So we enjoy getting a story out in a participatory way.
Greg, can I get you just off point for a minute? I mean, each of you has a passionate pitch here that you want to present to the public, but could you just talk a bit about the development of the Presidio, maybe some big picture thoughts about the role of the national park and what kind of projects are most appropriate for a park?
Well, the Presidio is a very unique and innovative national park site. And as you may remember, Congress really wrestled with whether the American public could afford the Presidio. At that time, the Conservancy jumped in, helped form a coalition with elected officials, formed the Presidio Council, developed the concept of the Presidio Trust, and worked with the community and elected officials to help save the Presidio as a national park for all. It's a magical place. It's rich with stories and history, and we believe the very DNA of the Presidio is the starting point for bringing joy and interpretation and education to the people that visit it.
It's also a place that has a Pavlovian effect on any real estate developer who goes through there. They drool immensely, you know, at the thought that, but of course it's not possible. Let me get another caller on. Kate from Oakland, good morning. You're on.
Hey, thank you very much. I will try not to waste your time. In essence, the car parks, the Yosemite, oh my God, I'm not good at this. Up in Montana, the glacier, those were created to bring people onto the railroads, to make the railroads used. It was part of an expansion for the railroads, and they were based on small town trolley park cars. They'd end up putting a park at either end of the trolley line to get people to ride the cars. Now, it's fine. If you're going to have bicycles on Doyle Drive coming into the Presidio, lovely. Now, in regard to the sustainability one, that's pretty neat. That is an issue now, and I must say it's very popular. It should be a long-term thing. I don't know that we need a museum for it, though. I think that's something that we should integrate into our everyday lives, not go visit in a special place. Now, art, on the other hand, is something that is the capturing the ephemerality of life. That takes time. You go outside of regular life to go visit art. It makes sense. And if Mr. Lucas can afford this, I'm sure he can see it in his heart to provide space for the room that glorifies national parks and for the room that glorifies sustainability. It can be a three-part thing. And if the Presidio wants this competition, that's great. But I've seen a lot of things in the Bay Area where great ideas are shot down over, you know, years and years of discourse. Thank you.
Thank you. Glad to hear from you, Kate, and appreciate your call. Getting a lot of Facebook messages because we asked people on Facebook to weigh in about the proposals they prefer. And Mary writes, I should want a cultural center or institute, but a museum, if it is full of Star Wars items, sounds more fun. I love the Yoda statue there now. If it is his personal art, not Star Wars related, give it to the SF MoMA or the DeYoung. Yeah, David, you want to answer that?
Well, I get asked a lot for all the obvious reasons. Is this a Star Wars museum? And I'm like, no, it's a design museum. This is about the history of storytelling. In one sense, it is about technology, though. I mean, George feels that all art is about technology. You know, 20,000 years ago, when the cavemen in Altamira were you know, putting their imprint. They used the technology of the time. It was a hand and a piece of pigment and a blowpipe. And then when fresco creation came about, that was a technological leap. And oil painting was a technological leap. It allowed artists to go out into the natural sunlight for the first time and create art. And digital art was a technological leap. This museum would be the first museum of its type in the world to tell the incredible history of storytelling and how one image can tell an entire story. That's what inspired George to become a filmmaker. Certainly, part of that history of storytelling is the filmatic work of Star Wars and George Lucas's, you know, incredible filmography. But it's not just a Star Wars museum. One whole gallery will always be dedicated to digital art. Some of the gallery space will always be dedicated to traveling exhibitions, which right now there is no building in San Francisco that can house a huge exhibit. Even the exhibits that Lucas has touring around the world don't have a place to show here. And of course, the galleries, some of the galleries will feature this permanent collection, Rockwell and whatnot. So it's not just any one thing. It's not just Star Wars. It's not just Rockwell. But the mission is to talk about how storytelling and the history of storytelling throughout history can enrich us all.
Jeff Warner, let me go to you with another Facebook comment. Mark says, I prefer a sustainability design evolving cultural center with the first 5 years devoted to the history of the Presidio, including its current LucasArts occupants. There again, you know, I mean, all wonderful ideas, and other listeners says, why can't they do all three? People are talking about some kind of bringing together here, at least on some level.
Well, I wanted to actually make a comment about one of the previous caller who talked about sustainability as an important idea, but you know, we can do that at home and you don't need a museum for sustainability. And I think one of the really clear distinctions about what we've proposed with the Bridge and the Sustainability Institute is that it really is a next generation institution, not really in the same cut of the same cloth as the museums one would expect. And exactly the goal there is to bring these issues again to the point that they're approachable, clear, and they inform all of us as to the decisions we make in everyday life. So that's really the intent of it, and I'm sure there'll be a lot of overlap with art, digital art, and the future of that art form.
Digital
as well.
Art will be sustainable.
It probably already is sustainable.
And here's Steve, by the way, who says, none of the above. No more development in the national park. We're getting a number of those, too, as you can imagine. Let's get some more calls here. And Jenny, you're on. Hi.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I'm from Fairfax, but I was born and raised in San Francisco, and I had a father who actually worked in the Presidio. So I kind of grew up having the privilege of being and watching the Presidio grow and change and evolve, and it's just so exciting that this is kind of the next step. And my question is, one of the most unarguably beneficial features of the Presidio is just the outdoor aspect, and I wanted to know how each of these proposals plan to integrate and really bring the outdoors into the facility that they're talking about, because it's not really clear to me how it'll be incorporated.
Anyway, want to clarify, Greg?
Sure,
you're raising your eyebrows in a way
that
suggests you're going to elucidate this.
Well, with the Presidio Exchange, that's the fundamental starting point for our concept, that the Presidio is about the outdoors, and any building put within it should embrace the outdoors in terms of its access and light and windows and the exterior spaces that provide comfort to the facility being built. Our proposal has many outdoor spaces, including a courtyard, an amphitheater, a picnic pavilion, sheltered areas outdoors from the wind, as well as seamless and direct connections up to the Presidio Tunnel Tops, new parklands, and the main post, and to the new parklands connecting to the military cemetery. So we believe our proposal is all about the outdoors, and I enjoyed hearing about your life in the Presidio. It is a very magical place.
And Jenny, thank you for that call. We'll go to some more calls in just a moment. I want to read some more emails, though. Listener writes, as a former development officer for the Metropolitan Museum of Art and fundraising consultant for the Studio Museum in Harlem, I think the sustainability project feels like the most important, especially considering how dire our challenges with climate change and the Bay Area's national reputation as a leading city in the push for sustainability. Linda writes, let me get this straight. George Lucas is willing to give the city of San Francisco a world-class museum for free, and you're debating whether this is a good idea or not. Annie writes, sustainability, sustainability, sustainability. What a great idea. I agree this is the most important issue of our time. The indoor living room idea is so good it makes me speechless. If you build it, I'll be there playing Scrabble. He won't be necessarily playing chess, but Scrabble, following that story. Yeah. Chris writes, all these proposals have merit, but as a draw to families in the Bay Area, and for that matter around the world, the Lucas proposal is the clear winner. Another email listener writes, Carl says, I don't know if Lucas's idea is really the best, but the other two sure proved his point about jargon in their responses to Michael's first question. Lucas's rep gives specifics while those two have mantras. He states hard numbers for funding while they say, oh, don't worry, guys, we'll get the money. I just read these. Let me read one more. Terry writes, as a person who deeply values both the arts and ecology, as well as preserving underdeveloped land, here's my question. Does this need to be an either-or proposition? Could the park sustain both an art venue and a sustainability center while maintaining as much undeveloped land as possible? The arts explore our humanity, including within landscapes. The sustainability center emphasizes our part in larger ecosystems. Why not both? Well, that's been addressed, but again, I think is important to read. And some very practical questions. Arthur on Facebook says, what's the expectation of each project regarding public subsidy? What about practical things like admission tickets, property value, maintenance utilities, traffic, advertisement, etc.? Can we get each of you on that?
Sure. I mean, I'll weigh in real quick. The Lucas Museum is fully funded and will be endowed for its ongoing maintenance. So there will not now or will there ever be a request for public subsidy. The upkeep of the Lucas Cultural Arts Museum at Crissy Field would be maintained in the same way that Lucas's Letterman Digital Arts Center is maintained. We pay for it. We take care of it. So there would never be any sort of ask to the public. There would be no burden. I mean, you know, we're just now, knock wood, beginning. That's what the memo I keep missing tells me. We're coming out of a recession. We're not going to compete with any other nonprofit to fundraise. So we're sustainable financially. Also, just to go back to the other question, the Lucas proposal, because it completely puts underground the requirement that the Presidio Trust has for 350 parking spaces, returns more parkland to the Presidio than is there now. Right now, there's a parking lot. There's asphalt. George is going to turn all that into parkland. So, and then also, one-third of the Lucas Cultural Arts Museum programming, one-third will always be free and open to the public, including outdoor cafes and whatnot. So we feel that we're sustainable and full of art as well.
Jeff Warner?
Well, Art, we've got a fairly detailed plan to bring our idea to a sustainable point financially, and basically,
since you're all about sustainability,
we're all about sustainability. We have to sustain ourselves. Yeah. We're not looking for any public subsidy. There will be again, very close to the Lucas proposal, a good portion of the bridge and the facility itself will be open and free. There will be admission fees to parts of the exhibit or special exhibits, parts of the facility itself, but we really are relying on corporate individual contributions, and again the earned income that we get from operating the facility, the cafe, and the marketplace.
Greg Moore.
Well, we're all the same here. Our facility will be fully funded through the Conservancy's fundraising efforts. Our business plan shows the facility as self-sustaining through its own income, and our facility is at least 80% free to the public. So I think we've hit the highest bar in terms of free public access.
And we'll hit some more of our callers, or at least bring them into the discussion. Maximo, good morning. Or Maximo.
Hey, Michael. It's Massimo.
Yeah,
Hi. I'm a long-term career kind of arts marketer in the Bay Area, and I've seen a lot of programmatic successes and programmatic failures. And I'm sort of cautious about any of these plans because, you know, I think that the best projects make use of the natural resources of a place. And to me, the natural resources of the Presidio are its preserved landscape, its site, and its historic fabric. And so any project that doesn't directly relate to that or support that, to me, isn't appropriate for the site and should be located somewhere else.
Okay. Thank you, Maximo, for your comments. We'll just move on because lots of people want to get in here, and we'll go to Mountain View. Bob, you're on. Hi.
I was wondering what in any of these proposals has anything to do with San Francisco. You've got a worldview going on. How about the Budweiser glass from that you should be able to see from 101? How about bringing over the Playland Not at the Beach display from the East Bay that used to come from Playland, put it there. And as a matter of fact, that's the good theme. Half of it should be just for fun and not this heavy worldview. And all the other half of the project should be a combination of all of the three elements that you've got there. It should be something that's fun.
Well, let's go to the first part of your question, Bob. Thank you for that. How much does it have to do with San Francisco, and how much does it have to do with fun? I think there's a two-part question there.
Well, I mean,
Dave Perry.
Yeah, I think that art is always fun. You know, I think certainly the collection that George has put together and the exhibits will come in will first and foremost be fun, equal to education. As far as what does it has to do with the Presidio, in one sense, it has everything to do with the Presidio. The Presidio has always been at the forefront of innovation. I mean, you know, Crissy Field was where some of the first airplanes landed, and the actual site where the Lucas Cultural Arts Museum and the other facilities are planned for is the site of what many people consider the best World's Fair ever, the 1915 Pan-Pacific Exposition. And indeed, the design that Lucas has proposed harkens back to that. It pays homage to that. So our plan is very much site-specific, talks about history, and talks about the Presidio as a site for innovation.
Coming up on a break here, I want to get both of you in, though. Greg Moore?
Yes. Well, national parks are all about fun, and our proposal is about national parks. The PX contains changing activities every single day, things for families and kids and all youth. So it's imbued with fun and the activities that it offers, and that's an important part of our national parks.
And Jeff Warner.
Wow. Well, sustainability is a serious subject, but we've done a lot of thinking to make sure that the kids that go through the facility don't run away screaming. So we're looking at bringing these concepts down to a point where people can enjoy them and be entertained as well as educated.
You are listening to Forum. We're talking with Greg Moore and David Perry and Jeff Warner, and this is a fundraising period for KQED Public Radio. For more information about how to support KQED Public Radio, go to kqed.org. I'm Michael Krasny. And we'll go to another caller, and that's you. Michael, hi, you're on.
Hi, this is Michael from Hayward.
Yeah.
Okay. I just had I'm listening to the last part of this program, and I really appreciate all the work that's being done and everything. And I really like to see the Presidio, kept kind of the way it is, and with sustainability is really important. I just wonder if there's some possibility of moving some of the facility over to the East Bay. And there's all this industrial parks that are just left fallow, you know, with concreted over wetlands that I drive down 880 periodically, and I'm thinking, what better way to expand the arts and still keep a connection to the peninsula? But there's a real need for promoting the arts and all kinds of cultural activities for the kids in the East Bay. As a teacher, I've tried to get field trips over to San Francisco, and in a sense, it's kind of closing people out from the whole East Bay. There's schools over here that really need some access, and I don't know. I just wonder if all this money couldn't be spent. As a gift, not just San Francisco, but San Francisco Bay Area. We've got Ohlone College and Chabot College and East Bay University that really don't have access to San Francisco. I mean, in a sense, we're sort of kept out. So I can take any comments.
All right, Michael, we thank you for your comments. And I don't know if anybody wants to respond. Greg?
I'll jump in. Our proposal cannot relocate because it's about the Presidio itself. And without being in the Presidio, it loses its meaning and purpose. But we do believe that the PX has something for people throughout the Bay Area. We've always had active community outreach to make the national parks affordable and accessible to everyone. And that will be fundamental to our philosophy at the PX.
You want to add something
here,
Jeff?
Yeah, I think, our attitude from the beginning is that this is an important site with a very unique vantage point that is not only important to the Presidio itself, but to the city, to the Bay Area, if not the nation. And so the ability to connect with people in the East Bay and institutions in the East Bay as part of the Sustainability Institute is exactly what we're looking for.
Just real quick, I would say I agree with the caller. I mean, George Lucas is an East Bay boy. You know,
he's from Modesto.
Modesto, yeah. But he came into the Presidio when he was a young man and to the museums in San Francisco. So I think he would agree that access to the greater Bay Area is vital. And one of the things that our plan is very, very specific about is how we are going to provide access to underserved communities and the whole Bay Area. We think it's going to be a draw, and I think the other two people would agree with me that it's important to get people from outside of San Francisco into the Presidio.
A lot of comments, strong comments. Let me read some of them. Laura writes, Chrissy Field is one of the treasures of the U.S. park system, and I believe the third proposal will serve the community the best. A sustainability center seems trivial given the real issues of the day, homelessness, education, et cetera. And let's be honest, I am thankful for Mr. Lucas, but he can put a museum wherever and whenever he pleases. And Robert writes, Mr. Lucas has done a lot for the area, but his representative is making it sound as if it's time to pay the piper. It gives me a bad feeling about Mr. Lucas's involvement. Riley writes, all three proposals sound like square pegs in round holes. The Lucas Museum sounds great. Let's build it at 6th and Market. Take revitalization money where it's needed and can change the landscape instead of co-opting an already beautiful developed spot. A sustainability center that has no money to sustain itself. If the center proposes to live off the already overtaxed philanthropy community and local granting agencies, then it's not sustainable at all. A living room for the bad weather misses the point. The outdoors should be enjoyed outdoors or it's pointless. An Awani in San Francisco? No, thank you. We have already lost the open use of Chrissy Field due to the giant sculptures that were dumped there. Just leave it alone or build more wetlands. Listeners feel strongly. Joseph writes, why am I not surprised that you're receiving a bunch of hippy-dippy suggestions rejecting commercialism and advocating ideas for environmental museums that the general public is not going to be interested in? The cultural center is by far the best option. I'd go farther and say that a California history museum would be a great addition to the city. I would imagine that a museum dedicated to the history of California and its multicultural past would be a big draw to both locals and tourists alike, much more than a sustainability museum, for sure. And Ward writes, architecture-wise, the Lucas proposal is a dismal and horrific disgrace. It must be stopped. Jennifer says, though all the proposals clearly are motivated by good civic-minded intentions, I was struck that Greg Moore appeared to be the only presenter in the intro who mentioned research done into the community's desires for the site, along with a strong statement about the proposal's alignment with existing park values. Can the other presenters speak to research or surveys they have conducted in the community or with Chrissy Field users to determine citizen interest in their project? Seconds left. Let me hear from you both on that.
Well, our idea is really strongly based on the goals of the Presidio Trust and what they envision for both the Presidio and this particular site.
Yeah, and I mean, we have done a lot of research into what attracts people into an educational opportunity, and the brand of Lucas, Lucas Cultural Arts Museum, that's going to bring a lot of people in to have an exceptional educational opportunity.
And again, you can find the proposals on our website. The public presentations will be this Monday at 6:30 in the Presidio, and they're taking public comment. Thank you, gentlemen. Again, may the best proposal win. Another
Thank
hour
you,
forum up
Michael.
Ahead.
Funds for the production of Forum are provided by the members of KQED Public Radio and the Germanicos Foundation and the Generosity Foundation, and by a generous gift from Jan Schrem and Maria Minetti Schrem, who believe that all people deserve access to education, information, and culture for a lifetime of exploration and learning.